anniversary of Leader's second letter for Western youths. In the name of God, on the occasion of the third anniversary of Ayatollah Khamenei's letter to the youths in the West, this program is presented to you. The letter points to the major problems besetting the Western societies and the way of exit from these problems. Three years ago, in the aftermath of the terrorist events in Paris, massive protests and anti-Islam rallies spread across France and some European countries. Western governments and media found a golden opportunity to foment mudslinging against Muslims in a broad magnitude. This provided Western regimes to justify and intensify their criminal policies in Islamic countries under the guise of fighting terrorism. They tried to introduce Islam as a violent religion. This wave of hatred towards Islam caused the motive for the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, to write his second letter to the Western youths 10 months after writing the first one. In his first letter, the leader, addressing the youths of Europe and North America, asked them to get a direct cognizance of Islam, regardless of widespread blackening against Islam. In his second letter, Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that the bitter events caused by blind terrorism had made him speak with the Western youths once more. The leader's second letter to the Western youths reminded the important point that terrorism is the common pain of the Islamic world and the West. It was mentioned in the letter that although terrorists had caused the events of Paris, the same groups had been created and strengthened by a Western powers, especially the United States. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei wrote, "Today, barely is someone unaware of the United States of America's role in the creation or strengthening and arming of Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and their ominous flunkies. As the leader of the Islamic Revolution says, today it has become clear to all which countries played the pivotal role in formation and strengthening of terrorist currents and organizations like Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Daesh, Al-Nusra, and scores of other terrorist outfits." Without the support of the US, UK, Saudi, UAE, and a few criminal regimes, Takfiri currents would never be able to turn into the biggest terrorist groups in the world. With the help of the media empire in the West, the crimes of these groups have been introduced as Islam. Ayatollah Khamenei wrote in another part of his letter, "Anybody endowed with a little affection and humanity is affected and touched by these scenes, whether they occur in France, in Palestine, in Iraq, in Lebanon, or in Syria." This sentence indicates the fact that the leader of a country whose people have lost more than 17,000 of their innocent people in the Western-backed blind terrorism is upset with such incidents, even if they take place in a country whose statesmen have been the main supporters of terrorists in Iran. No doubt, such a view is originated in the profound divine vision, which attaches high respect for the lives of humans, regardless of their race, nationality, geography, and so on. The Prophet of Islam was given the divine mission as the final messenger to salvage mankind from ignorance and blind bigotries and lead them towards divine values. How can such a religion advocate murder and crime? Contrary to the Western regimes, which deem humane values as relative, in Islam, moral and humane values are absolute and respected all the time. The events of recent days and months in Yemen and the murder of an Arabian critic by the Saudi regime and the reaction of Western regimes, especially the US, to these incidents clearly show how humane values are slaughtered before billions of petrodollars. Donald Trump, in spite of certain documents and confession of the CIA and the direct role of the Saudi Crown Prince Ben Salman in killing and mutilation of Jamal Khashoggi's body, has resorted to numerous pretexts to justify the Saudi royal family's criminal act and exonerate them. The gruesome events of Yemen and massacre of tens of thousands of innocent people, starving and millions of others as a result of poverty caused by the blockade of Saudi regime and its partners in crime on all routes to the country, are another chapter of selective usage of humane values by Western regimes. The crimes of Zionists in the occupied Palestine and the all-out support of the American regime and many of the Western regimes for Zionists are a live document of these regimes' black and bleak record in violation of humane and moral values. Ayatollah Khamenei wrote in this regard in his letter, "Ignoring the violence of Zionist regime has led to normalization of violence by this criminal regime. In other words, violence against the people of Palestine has turned into a normal and repeated issue for Western statesmen and citizens, so much so that now, due to its constant repetition, it doesn't arouse humane sentiments. Perhaps the greatest sin of the Zionist regime can be considered this very normalization of murder and carnage of human beings in the world." Another issue highlighted in Ayatollah Khamenei's letter to the Western youths was the difference of terrorist incidents in European cities and such incidents in Islamic countries. He wrote, "It's necessary for you to know that the insecurity and anxiety that you felt in the recent incidents differ on two major grounds with the pain that people in Iraq, Yemen, Syria, and Afghanistan have endured throughout successive years. First of all, the Muslim world has been victim to terrorism and violence more extensively on a much larger scale and for a much longer period of time. And the second difference is that, unfortunately, these acts of violence have always been supported by big powers in different ways and an effective manner." In continuation of his second letter to the Western youths, the leader referred to the contradictory policies of the West vis-à-vis the Islamic awakening. He wrote, "The palpable and known supporters of Takfiri terrorism, despite having the most primitive political establishments, have always been among the allies of the West. And that's while the most progressive and the clearest thoughts born out of dynamic democracies in the region have been ruthlessly suppressed. The efforts of the American president in covering up the death of the Washington Post journalist by the regime in Riyadh is a live witness to the utter contradiction between the claims of practice of the US and other Western regimes in terms of democracy and humanitarian values." In the end of his second letter to the Western youths, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei wrote, "The Western world has known Muslims for centuries, both in the time when the Westerners settled in Islamic territories as guests and cast a covetous look on the wealth of their host, and the day when they were the host and benefited from the Muslims' work and thought, they mainly saw nothing but kindness and patience. Therefore, I ask you, the youth, to lay the foundation for a proper and honorable interaction with the Muslim world based on correct knowledge and deep insight and tragic experiences.